For NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen. A pandemic, a civil rights uprising, economic turmoil, a historic election, this year has brought many hardships. It has made the inequalities and divisions in our society more clear. Illinois Times and NPR Illinois asked Springfield community leaders about their reflections on the year and what they hope changes. Here's some of what we heard.
My name is Dr. Wendy Wills Elamine, and I'm the Associate Dean of Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion at Southern Illinois University School of Medicine, and I'm also a family physician. This year has really been hard because we're in a season where we have just seen insurmountable trauma, a level of pain with people being isolated, a level of pain where they have witnessed the murders of George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, all of this together with COVID. When I was reflecting about poignant experiences in 2020, one of the things that came up was the Black Lives Matter motorcade. People in the community were coming out on their porches and they were waving and they were smiling. You know, it's like they were being seen for the first time. And I think that that type of solidarity is what's going to help Springfield. I've been looking at the Japanese art kintsugi. It's a bowl or a piece of pottery that has been broken and all the pieces are everywhere. And so what they do, instead of just discarding the pieces, they take gold and they bring that piece back together and then you develop something new. I feel like that's what's happening. Sometimes we have to break it all apart and bring it back together. And to me, 2020 was the part that put all the pieces down. And now we're putting the gold in between there so that we can say we've developed something new that has greater value.
My name is Sunshine Clemens. I am co-founder and co-president of Black Lives Matter Springfield chapter.
Hello, I'm Corinne Reedus, co-founder and co-president of Black Lives Matter Springfield chapter.
If I could describe this year in one word, it would be tumultuous.
If I could describe this year in one word, it would be challenging.
It's been a roller coaster year. I think there have been highs and lows throughout the year. There have been tough challenges, but we've also seen the resiliency of the people in our community pulling together.
Learning to put one's feelings or personal thoughts to the side in order to work with others within the community in order to get things done. The reality is that we're all not going to fully agree with each and everything the other has to say. We might not agree with a lot of things that go on with that person's life, but if we all have the same goal in mind, it can sometimes be challenging to put those feelings to the side in order to make great things happen. And I've noticed that, and I've learned that a lot of things have not happened here in Springfield because of that issue.
Hi, my name is Piero Tycho, and I am a Springfield entrepreneur, the communications coordinator for the Illinois Stewardship Alliance, and overall just kind of hustler of all things local foods. So one of my biggest passion projects I've been working on for the past couple of years is a community kitchen in Springfield, Illinois called Nourish Springfield. This year, it really hit its stride. And I think some of the pandemic and a lot of people thinking about the food system a little more critically is what may have opened up some people's eyes on the idea. I've helped coordinate getting a local food, local places grant from the EPA. That workshop was this year. It was very successful, and we're wrapping up our final calls on that. You know, I've heard the phrase, this pandemic has shown the cracks in our food system, like so many times this year. But I think a lot of folks forget the cracks we're talking about are people experiencing food insecurity. So that's food insecurity has definitely been something that's been on top of my mind lately. More people have experienced food insecurity this year because of our food system. And like so many other inequities that were exposed in 2020, BIPOC folk and the financially vulnerable are kind of the ones on the front lines. Just really showed that there's a lot of change still needing to be done.
My name is Allison Locker, and I am a Springfield-based visual artist. I work at the UIS Visual Arts Gallery as the exhibitions manager. Talk to a lot of artists. It's been a real time of assessment and reevaluation. Artists are wondering, what is this work for? Who is my audience? How am I reaching people with my work? Is my work important right now in the context of what's happening in the country with the pandemic, with Black Lives Matter, social injustice? I have been reflecting a lot on our visual arts community in Springfield. There are a lot of places to see and enjoy and buy art. We have the Illinois State Museum, the Visual Arts Gallery at UIS, the Art Association, and we have artist-run initiatives like the Pharmacy and the SAA Collective, and now the DIM Art House as well. And so I've been thinking a lot about the power of organizing and advocacy. And I keep wondering about what would happen if the visual artists in Springfield organized en masse and looking at things together as a group with common interests, determining what do we want to see? What do we all need as an arts community in Springfield? What do we prioritize and how do we advocate for that together?
I'm Katie Davison, and I'm the director of Innovate Springfield. We are the social innovation and business incubator for the University of Illinois Springfield. Obviously, there have been a ton of negative things that have challenged us this year, but it's also forced us into thinking about things in totally new ways. I think an advantage that our members have, because they're entrepreneurs, because they're already dealing in a kind of volatile market and situation anyway, they were very well prepared to pivot if they needed to pivot. That said, they, like everyone, experienced personal challenges that were probably not at the level that we saw and that we're seeing in 2020. So as Innovate Springfield, we really need to make sure that we are responding to those needs as well. So providing members access to resources that support their mental health. Many of us were working at a level that is not sustainable. And this time, this kind of great pause has encouraged us to really think about the core functions that we must do. If it's your business, you know, it's getting to your core function and staying there instead of trying to be everything to everyone. Or it's your personal life and it's your family and your children or, you know, your loved ones or yourself.
I'm Rachel Otwell, staff writer for Illinois Times. You're listening to community leaders in Springfield reflect on 2020, what's changed, and what they hope for the future.
My name is Jonna Cooley, and I'm the executive director of the Phoenix Center, Central Illinois LGBT Community Center. We provide services including HIV, hepatitis C, and STD testing. And then we provide transitional housing. We have two programs. One is for homeless individuals who are HIV positive, and the other is for homeless individuals who identify as LGBT. New challenges that I've been made aware of include the fact that we take for granted just coming and going. Just hopping in the car, going somewhere. And so we've had to learn to be creative. We've had to find ways to reach people. We've had to find ways to get services to people, to take things to them. We've started doing deliveries, and we've created ways for people to come to the center through a walk-up window. And so it's been a challenge of isolation for our residents, because with the type of living we have and people sharing, community space, we've had to put some pretty strict rules in place. I just feel like during this time of COVID, we've seen a lot of good in people. We've also seen a lot of division. I'm hoping that when all is said and done and we're all able to get back to whatever the new normal is, that we regain that sense of community and that we see more charitable work, we see more people wanting to get involved to make a difference in our community.
My name is Erica Smith. I'm the Executive Director of Helping Hands of Springfield, and we are a local nonprofit organization that provides shelter, housing, and support services for people who are experiencing homelessness or at risk of homelessness. Even before COVID, our organization really was working on providing more housing opportunities for people. We know that the answer to homelessness is housing, and while emergency shelter is very important, housing is the answer. So we were already really looking at how can we expand our organization and our programs to be even more housing focused. What COVID did was make that even more urgent. We knew housing is healthcare before COVID, and now we really know housing is healthcare. Just having your own house allows you to quarantine and really protect yourself and other people in a lot of ways. Even though there's nothing good about COVID, there were some blessings that came because of COVID. And one was we actually were able to get some funds we weren't expecting to launch a rapid rehousing program because our lobby had to be closed. We couldn't possibly have people in our lobby and keep them safe. We have redirected some of our services and our resources to our housing programs. And the priority this year that I've been working on helping our organization and guiding us to really expand and invest in our housing programs. We have committed to being a trauma-informed housing agency, and so I've been working a lot on what that means for us, how we will do it, and how we will sustain it.
I'm Veronica Espina with the Springfield Immigrant Advocacy Network. When the pandemic started, we realized that we needed to shift our focus and started doing direct service. A lot of our populations and communities lost their employment, and that employment wasn't well compensated anyway. So we started delivering food and meals, diapers, hygiene products, and so on. When we started delivering to specific neighborhoods in the city, we noticed right away that we were not only serving immigrants and refugees, but we were also serving marginalized communities that might have not fallen within our demographic. And so that awareness that brown and black communities share the same challenges oftentimes, and especially in times of crisis, is really important because it allowed us to work together and understand that the work that we do is intrinsically connected, and is connected because we believe that our communities have human dignity, and we need to honor them by serving them well. I think that we need to acknowledge that resource sharing is vital. So I hope that Springfield changes the way in which we approach quote unquote business when working with marginalized populations, that we have to trust them, that we have to understand their needs by building this relationship with them.
I'm Dominic Watson. I'm president and CEO of the Springfield Black Chamber of Commerce. So this year has been met with a lot of challenges. Obviously, COVID put a dent in a lot of the way we did business, specifically with Black businesses. There's always been a challenge in expanding scope and, you know, marketing to the greater population. Midway through the year, there was this shift. And the greater community was more open to supporting Black businesses, you know, which was an opportunity for Black businesses to really step up to actually showcase what it is they were already doing, you know, for years, for decades. In order to be better, we have to have every corner of our community better. And the continued lack of investment or disinvestment over in the east side of town is almost to a point where, I mean, it brings literally tears to my eyes. A lot of the programs, a lot of the organizations that service everyone aren't located or don't have satellite offices in the community in which Black entrepreneurs are living or operating. One of the challenges that we've tried to tackle is how can we bring our own business hub on the east side of Springfield?
My name is Michael Fallon. I am the director, CEO of the Outlet Mentoring Program. We mentor young boys that come from a single parent home in the Springfield and surrounding communities. It's been rough for us. You know, most of the young guys that I work with, they are already coming from hard situations. They're coming from, you know, not the best environment. So now tack on COVID, tack on doing school from home, you know, tack on maybe not having a meal that they would get from school, not having their friends around, not having that social interaction. It's been pretty rough. Yeah. I hope we come out of 2020 really with our eyes open and really ready to take action in our community. I hope our heads are not still inside the sand and I'll let my neighbor do it. I think until we as the community members take our place and use our voice, then nothing is going to happen. So we can't wait for the next person to solve what's going on. And it's not going to take an outside person. It's going to take us, I think, to change Springfield. I can't speak for other communities or other cities, but it's going to take us in Springfield to change Springfield.